By now, you've probably heard your fill of Christmas music, but I hope you'll stay with me for the next hour during this year's version of our annual Christmas gospel music special, because it's unlikely you'll be hearing any of the Christmas recordings I'll be playing anywhere else. And that's kind of sad, because many of the artists I've lined up played important roles in the shaping of American popular music in the post-World War II years during the golden age of gospel. You may recognize some of their names, Mahalia Jackson, Lou Rawls, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, perhaps, maybe Marianne Williams. But unless you know something about black gospel music, or you've heard one of or two of my previous Christmas gospel specials, many of these performers and the songs I'll be playing by them will be unfamiliar to you. We opened with Marianne Williams and the Stars of Faith singing When Was Jesus Born, a rocking rendition of a song that has been recorded many times by gospel singers, but not by many people outside of the gospel field. And throughout the show, I'll be playing a number of recordings of songs with the same name or source, like No Room at the Hotel, also called No Room at the Inn, Have You Got Room, among other titles. But as you'll see, each will turn out to be quite different, because in the best gospel music, as in jazz, interpretation and improvisation are highly prized. In the case of the No Room songs, no matter how the melody or lyrics changed, the basic message of there being no room being made available at the inn was something that strongly resonated with its target audience at the time. It was telling the Christmas story. It was also making a strong reference to racial discrimination and class privilege during the Jim Crow years. Some of these recordings are rather old, and they may not be in ideal shape, and I hope that you'll bear with me. Let's continue with a track that features a very young, but to my mind, an immediately recognizable Lou Rawls sharing the leads on No Room at the Hotel. The quartet he was with at the time, the Chosen Gospel Singers, recorded it in 1954 when Lou Rawls was still a teenager. And then we'll hear Claude Jeter and the Swan Silvertones with a completely different take on the song, followed by a third version from the great Mahalia Jackson.
According to God's word, there was a virgin girl, the mother of Jesus. She went wandering around at night all alone, trying to find a home for the Savior to be born. Lord, she had no room. She had no room.
Well, Lord,
she had no room.
Yeah, Lord,
she had no room at the hotel, and no room to. Well, there was a bellboy and the porter and the waitress and the maid and the cooks. I know they'll be
horrendous. You know the bellboy's gonna be Mary's wedding dress. Do you know the porter's gonna be Mary's wedding dress? Do you know the maid's gonna be Mary's wedding dress? Do you know the cook's gonna be Mary's wedding dress? Hey, Lord, gonna be Mary's wedding dress. And that great girl.
when Joseph carried Mary away to a place for the Savior to be born. Yes, they couldn't find no place to rest. Still she bore, yes she did, she bore the pain of death. The little child, Jesus, surely had to be born. Oh yes he did. I heard him say that on room, no room, in our room, and then there ain't no room for your child to be born. No. Well, he traveled through the night, storm and rain. Oh, yes, it was. Said it in our room, in our room. Oh, no, it's not. And listen, you know, Joseph, he traveled all through the night. Nobody but Joseph and the little darling wife. You know there was a wise man, came from afar. Oh yes, the Bible tell me they were guided by the star. Yeah, and they fell down to worship this holy one. But way back I heard him say, there ain't no room, ain't no room. Oh no, it's not. Then they say, ain't no room.
crossover there, Mahalia Jackson, accompanied by Jasmine, Lionel Hampton, Milt Hinton, among others, and No Room at the Inn. Before that, the Swan Silvertones and their version of the song called Great Day in December. And we opened with Lou Rawls and the Chosen Gospel Singers and No Room at the Hotel. All the same song, all quite different. We will continue our conversation. And a lot of music as part of this annual Christmas gospel music special right after this.
Six that couldn't get fixed. Five is the gospel right down the four is the the folk that stood at the door. Three is the Hebrew children, two is Paul and Silas, one is the holy baby born in Bethlehem.
Angels from the realms of glory, in your flight, all the earth, eagles sang, creation's story.
Madame Edna Goldman Cook singing Angels from the Realms of Glory. She was the daughter of a shouting Baptist preacher, Reverend Eddie Goldman, but she developed a quiet note-bending style and her subtle use of what musicologists call melisma and church folk call curlicues. That was recorded in 1951. And before that, we heard Mahalia Jackson and the Holy Babe, again accompanied by jazz greats Lionel Hampton and Milt Hinton. It's from 1955, not long after Mahalia moved to Columbia Records, where she became an international superstar. And we opened that set with Poor Little Jesus Boy from the Black Nativity album, the original cast album. Black Nativity was created with a script by Langston Hughes and starred Marion Williams, Alex Bradford, and other stars of the day. But the singer on that version was Maddie Williams, a member of the Stars of Faith, no relation to Marion Williams. It's lovely nonetheless, and that was from 1961. And we're going to go now to something else from Black Nativity, in this case Marion Williams and Professor Alex Bradford singing Christ is Born. And then we'll hear two more from Mahalia, two wonderful recordings from the great Mahalia Jackson.
Christ is born in the land of Judea.
Christ is born, Christ is born.
Christ is born in the land of Judea.
Christ is born, Christ is born.
Born of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Christ is born, Christ is born.
Sweet little, pretty little Jesus baby.
Christ is born, Christ is born.
Jesus Christ, that heavenly stranger.
Christ is born, Christ is born.
earth is bound. The shepherd kept watching all the wandering flock. By night, behold, out from heaven shine a holy light. Let us praise him. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is
from Mahalia Jackson from around 1950, Go Tell It on the Mountain, and then Silent Night. They were recorded on the Small Apollo record label before she moved to Columbia and became a big international star, although I think everyone recognized what a great performer she was even then. And we opened that set with Christ is Born, Marion Williams and Alex Bradford from the original, the Broadway original cast recording of Black Nativity, which was performed 1961 and then on Broadway and then toured around the world. We'll continue this, our annual Christmas gospel music special, in just a moment, but first a little break. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate.
God rest ye thing ye dismay. Remember Christ our Savior is born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and a joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, then said the angel, let nothing ye affright. Today is born a Savior who brings us pure delight, who stands against the gates of hell with heaven power and might. Oh, tidings of a comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that pretty little baby? Pretty little baby, pretty little baby. Glory be to the newborn King.
Some call him one thing, think I'll call him Jesus. Sweet,
sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus, glory be to the newborn King.
Some call him Jesus, think I'll call him wonderful.
Wonderful.
He's so
wonderful. Glory be to the newborn King.
What you gonna name that pretty little baby? Pretty little baby. Pretty little baby.
Glory be to the newborn King.
Mahalia Jackson with a very bluesy version of Oh Come All Ye Faithful. And then we opened with two featuring Marianne Williams. God rest ye, merry gentlemen. Marianne Williams, the first singer to win a MacArthur Genius Award and the first gospel singer to receive a Kennedy Center Lifetime Achievement Award. We heard it from 1990. And then earlier in her life, from the Black Nativity original cast album, featured there also with Frances Stedman, who sang the very deep contralto part. They had both sung together with Clara Ward for many years and then with the Stars of Faith. We will continue this special with a few more recordings. I'll tell you about them after we listen to them.
For the Savior to
Marion Williams singing All Hail the Power. And before that, Roebuck and Mavis Staples and the Staples Singers with Had No Room, another version of No Room at the End. I hope you've enjoyed this special presentation of Gospel Music, our annual Gospel Music special. We're going to go out with Marion Williams with one more version of No Room at the End from the O Holy Night album from 1959, a great Christmas classic.
According to the word, you know there was a virgin girl you know the
Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed today's Christmas Gospel special. We'll be back tomorrow with a full show. Happy holidays from all of us at the Leonard Lopate Show.